Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, March the 2nd. And we will talk with the author of the Wisconsin Cafe Cookbook this hour, and we'll get hungry hearing about some breakfast favorites, your favorite places to go for breakfast in Wisconsin, and what you order when you're there. Our guest will share a recipe or two from maybe your favorite place or maybe one like it from the new cookbook. I don't even think this is on the bookshelves yet, but you can get a copy of it hot off the press for a pledge of support this hour. This is the last weekday of our winter pledge drive. Cheryl Gasser and Leo Duran are joining me this morning to talk about the importance of a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
And Leo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy.
1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you've been waiting and thinking, I'll make a pledge sometime during this drive, hey, this is the last weekday morning. If you're an early morning listener, this is your last opportunity to let us know that this program is important to you and that this entire service is important to you.
We have a goal this hour to raise $2,000 by 7 o'clock, and for a pledge of $150 a year or more, we will send you the brand new Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook as well as our member benefit card. That is a card entitling you to 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state. And Leo and Joy, I'm looking in here, and gee, in Appleton, there's the Bela Cafe and Bakery. There's the Lake Street Cafe in Elkhart Lake. There are a number of cafes in the member benefit card book that will get you 2-for-1 entrees, 2-for-1 ticket admission to arts and cultural events and online shopping discounts, as well as the book, yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more. The number 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And remember, this is your only chance during the whole drive to get your hands on this book. And what's great about this is that you come to Wisconsin Public Radio every morning to hear about all the different issues affecting your life, from cultural to political. And now you can get some great ideas of where you can go to eat around the state. I'm sure that many of you out there are great travelers throughout Wisconsin, and there are different places that you'd like to explore. Well, we can help you if you call 1-800-383-9772. When you pledge $150 or more for an entire year, we'll send you a copy of that book and that member card.
In fact, there's so many I'm really getting hungry just looking over some of the recipes in this book. It's not only some places that you might go to have them serve you up these great dishes, but you can make them yourself at home with the recipes in this. This is the Wisconsin Cafe Cookbook. It is a sequel to Wisconsin Cafe. Our guest also did a couple of books, a couple of editions on the great Wisconsin cafes and coffee houses, diners, other places, restaurants you can go around the state of Wisconsin. And so many people loved, love going out to eat that she went around again and now is sharing recipes, some of the favorite recipes from these favorite diners. And we'll share some of them during the hour, but you can get your hands on all of them with a pledge of support to 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 with your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $12.50 a month or more, and we will send you hot off the press the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook and the member benefit card.
If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, perhaps you joined earlier in the drive or you've been a member for years, thank you so much for your support. But if not, this is the last weekday of the drive, your last chance to pledge during the 6 o'clock hour for Joy Cardine's program. If you wake up in the morning with joy and you appreciate the job that she does, the wonderful guests that Leo and Carmen Jackson and Karen Prager bring to you each weekday morning, now it'd be a great time to pledge, and the only time that you can pick up this brand new Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online. It's safe and secure. WPR.org.
Now, a question to you, as many of you are probably waking up right now, is what is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you every single morning? Is it worth a free meal? Is it worth a free meal once you go out to one of our many restaurants throughout the state, once you show them our member benefit card? Our member benefit card looks like a little credit card, and once you show it at over 200 restaurants throughout Wisconsin, it'll entitle you to 2-for-1 entrees at many of these. So how much is that worth to you? How often do you go out to eat? And do you think there would be a service to you? Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is a service to you every single morning. So call 1-800-383-9772. You can get the member benefit card plus that book for a pledge of $150 throughout the whole year.
You can find out with your pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, not only all the great restaurants that participate in our member benefit card, but you can pick up this new book, and I'm saying new because I'm pretty sure it's not even on the bookshelves yet. It will be, though, and you'll get it in about 6 weeks or so, 6 to 8 weeks. Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. I was paging through just the first chapter on breakfast, and I thought we would kind of focus in on breakfast, given that it's that time of the morning. How about the classic hash browns at the Sand Creek Cafe? How about the buttermilk pancakes at Denise's Cafe in Randolph? There's a portobello mushroom omelet that is served at the Kipper's Family Restaurant in Merrill. And that's just the first three pages. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Find out how you can make these classics and these favorites in your own kitchen.
And we do here on Joy's program, we talk about food and health all the time. We have fun with things around Wisconsin, events and attractions that you can enjoy around the state of Wisconsin. She covers it all: politics, health, education, the environment, the economy, and food, what to eat, recipes. We talk with wonderful chefs and restaurateurs all the time to keep you connected to Wisconsin, keep you connected to the great restaurants around our state. Is that worth to you? A pledge of $150 or more per year. You break it down monthly. It's $12.50. We'll be sending you that brand new book, the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, and the member benefit card. And as Leo said, it could very well pay for itself in the course of a year. If you use it once or twice a month, pay for one entree, get the second one for free. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? Now is the time to go to the phone or go to your computer and make a pledge.
So, Joy and Cheryl, one of the things I'm most excited about this hour is when people call in and share their own ideas of where they think where they can get some great food in the morning, some great breakfasts. So I wanted to ask both you two, what are some of your favorite cafes?
Well, you know, it depends on where I am. I love, there's a lot of Door County places when I'm on vacation in Door County that I just absolutely adore. The Sister Bay Cafe is one of them. I don't know if there might be a recipe in the book from the Sister Bay Cafe. That's one of the places I like to go for breakfast when I'm in Door County. Here in Madison, you know, I like the Bluefies brunch on Saturday or Sunday mornings. I can't go to breakfast, obviously, during the week. But
Unless you can take a day off from the job.
Yeah, that's right. And what about you, Cheryl?
You know, I like the Sunroom Cafe on State Street and their tofu scramble. So there's a lot of options. I'm not a real breakfast person normally, but when I go out, I love it. I absolutely love it. And these recipes are making my mouth water. If you want these recipes, I'm going to be one of the first people to have this book on your shelf. It can be yours. We'll send it to you for a pledge of $150 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772.
I almost forgot that it's so decadent and I can only do it once a year, but it's at the White Gull Inn in Door County. The cherry stuffed French toast is to die for. It is really good. What about you, Leo? You have a favorite dish at a favorite cafe?
I have so many places that I go to. It's so hard to pick one, and that's... I probably have to say there are a couple places in Milwaukee that I like going to. Like, there's this place called the Palomino, which serves a vegetarian brunch every Sunday morning. And I really enjoy it. And I never would have heard about it unless I talked to my friends. And I hope that Wisconsin Public Radio, to you listening out there, is a friend as well. So please call in your support to 1-800-383-9772. You'll give us some great ideas, and we'll give you some great ideas when you go travel around the state.
And the pledge of $150 will get you the Wisconsin Cafe Cookbook, I should say Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, and the member benefit card. And more importantly, it will support the service that you value, that you listen to. It'll help pay for the programming that you've grown to love, I hope. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. WPR.org. We are working toward a $2,000 goal this hour. Have somebody who's called in and picked up the cookbook, $150 raised so far. It is so, so very important on this last day to make that goal, and I hope exceed that goal, because this is, again, your last opportunity, especially if you're an early morning listener. This is your last opportunity to make that pledge. 1-800-383-9772. Cheryl Leo, we're going to talk food, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March the 2nd, and I'm getting hungry. Let me welcome our guest now. She is a folklorist who has lived in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Indiana. She is the author of Cafe Wisconsin and co-author with Therese Allen of Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, which is published by the University of Wisconsin Press. And we invite your calls this hour, or this half hour, I should say, to tell us. We're starting with breakfast. I wanted to know, since it's that time of the morning, where do you like to go to breakfast in your town? And what's on the menu that you always try to get, or a favorite dish, a breakfast dish on the menu at your favorite hometown cafe? The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. And maybe your favorite cafe is listed in this book along with a recipe from it. And if it's not, maybe our guest will be able to suggest something like it. Let me welcome her now. Joanne Rates Stutchen joins us from Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being with us. Sure. Now, you are the author of Cafe Wisconsin. In fact, a couple different editions of that book. And that just talks about all of the different favorite local hometown cafes around Wisconsin.
That's right. Yeah. I am.
And then what made you decide to start sharing recipes from all of these cafes?
Well, a lot of people thought that Cafe Wisconsin had recipes in it. But the Cafe Wisconsin is about the food and about the places and about the people at these small town cafes. So as the years went by and people kept asking me for recipes, it just seemed like a natural, you know, follow up to the book is to do a book on recipes. So I contacted Therese. She said yes, and we were on board and running.
I bet you were. And so how did you decide which recipes to include?
Well, we sent out letters to all the cafe owners that were featured in Cafe Wisconsin. There's about 150 of them. And we asked them to submit their favorite recipes. And in some cases, I asked for recipes, things that I had eaten in the cafes that I fell in love with. And recipes came in that way. They didn't come in as plentiful and as speedily as we wanted. So we got on the phone then and started, you know, calling and asking for recipes. And for the most part, the cafe owners chose the recipes. You know, it was their choice of what they wanted to submit, what they wanted to have represent their place, their restaurant. So we just shuffled the recipes around and got a book, and sometimes we were a little short in some kinds of recipes, maybe pies, soups, and then we started calling and asking specifically for certain types of recipes.
As I mentioned, there's so many in here, I don't know if we can get through the breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, and all that, but I did want to start with breakfast, and I smiled as I was reading the section on breakfast where it says, breakfast is big in Wisconsin. It's not big for you, but it's big in Wisconsin.
Right.
Why is it, do you think, such a popular meal to go out and eat?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I think it's a big ritual. It's a big time for people to come out, especially on Saturdays, and gather in the cafe and meet their neighbors and friends, sometimes interact with tourists and maybe seasonal residents who live in cabins on lakes. So it's that. It's a weekend splurge. It's a gut-busting splurge. I cannot believe the quantity of food that is consumed at breakfast. And it's not even, it's the 6-pound omelets, you know, that are served at certain places too. It's not just the quantity of a variety of food, but it's the quantity of a single food item that's amazing to me.
I'm sorry, did you say there was a 6-egg omelet somewhere?
No, a 6-pound 6-pound omelet.
Oh, 6-pound. Well, six
yeah,
eggs is enough.
It's called a monster omelet. Yeah.
Where is the monster
it's
omelet?
It's at the Calmar Cafe in Trevor. I'm not sure how
Trevor,
to pronounce
I think,
it. Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just our signature item. You know, it's just loaded with everything. In fact, it's about the size of, if you can imagine, the platter that you put your Thanksgiving turkey on. It's about that big. Yeah.
Now, is that supposed to feed the whole family, I hope?
No, just one person.
Oh, great, great.
In fact, if you eat it all, then you don't have to pay for it.
So. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those. Okay, yeah. You know, everything sounded really good. The one that didn't sound so good, and no offense, Birchwood Cafe, but the bluegill hash browns made me think twice, and then I see they don't have bluegill in them.
Right.
But I guess because bluegills are big in Birchwood.
Yeah, it's a bluegill capital of Wisconsin. So,
You know, we already have a bunch of callers. Let me welcome some in. Bob and Nina. Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. I was recently in Madison, and actually in your backyard, just about off of Norman Way on University Avenue. It's a little restaurant that's billed as the original Pancake House. And I had chili there. And it's kind of chili that you can stand a fork in. The way I like it. But
you didn't have that for breakfast, Bob.
No.
Okay.
I have a brunch. My son just moved back to Madison, and so I was waiting there for him. But as far as the local restaurant in Menasha, there's the 3rd Street Diner. I like to go there and have a veggie omelet. Very, very good veggie omelet, and added a little salsa to it, and it's very, very good.
Sounds good. The 3rd Street Diner in Menasha and the original Pancake House in Madison.
Yeah, right off of Norman Way, almost in your backyard, I think.
I used to go to the original Pancake House restaurant in Madison when it was on Midvale, but I don't know if that's the same one. I know it moved, but I'm not sure it's...
Yeah, this is on University Way, right across from Bremen.
Yeah, that's where it moved. That's where it moved. Yeah, that was a very popular place, too. You'd have to hang out for quite a while before you got a table.
Right.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob. I'm not sure if the original Pancake House supplied a secret pancake recipe for you, Joanne.
Well, I had to clarify that Cafe Wisconsin and a Cafe Wisconsin cookbook, is about small-town cafes.
Mm-hmm.
And small-town I define as population of 10,000 or less.
Okay.
So Madison, Milwaukee, you know, the larger cities obviously aren't in it. These are the little towns that you wouldn't typically go to because you don't know that there's anything there. So I told you, where all the good places are, at least where I think all the good places are.
Good. But maybe you can share with us, since even though Bob had chili at a pancake house and not the pancakes, I noticed there are some just wonderful pancake recipes in here, too, stuffed with all sorts of things, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. You mentioned stuffed French toast earlier. There's a banana stuffed French toast recipe in here. Cherry stuffed French toast variation. Homemade pancakes. I mean, we're talking, you know, the buttermilk pancake batter made from scratch, that sort of thing. So.
Yeah, and as for the an omelet, a portobello mushroom omelet.
Right.
And a tenderloin tip omelet. Hmm.
Right.
That's I don't think Bob, if he's a veggie omelet fan, would want that. But you never know.
No. Omelets in Wisconsin are about more than ham and cheese. You know, there's a lot of creativity going on out there. Chili omelet, Mexican omelet using taco meat and salsa and cheese. You know, all kinds of varieties of things going on out there.
Thank you very much, Bob. And Jen in Manitowoc. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about our favorite place for breakfast and as an all-around cafe in Manitowoc is Warren's Restaurant on Washington Street.
And what's good about it?
Everything. Mary, the owner, is great. You can watch the women cook right behind the counter there. My husband always gets the hobo omelet. And
what's in a hobo omelet?
Everything. And nothing's ever greasy. I like the pecan pancakes. They have great soup. If you go in there on your birthday, they'll sing happy birthday and give you a piece of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that darling? Yeah. I think Manitowoc has more than 10,000 people in it, though, doesn't it, Jen?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But your favorite breakfast meal there, Jen?
My favorite breakfast meal is the pecan pancakes, and I can only eat one because it's as big as a plate.
Oh, wow. Anything like that in the cookbook, Joanne?
Therese created this whole sidebar for pancakes, the pecan pancakes, peanut butter pancakes, banana, you know, where you can just take that basic buttermilk recipe and start adding and tweaking and mixing and get this any variety of pancake that you want. So I don't think you'll go hungry.
Yeah. Thank you, Jen. Lisa in Wausau. Hi, Lisa. Lisa, I'm going to give you a chance to turn the radio off. And are you there?
The radio's off.
Okay.
I just hit work.
Okay.
So I had to go punch in. Now I'm back outside. I can talk to you. You have in the book a place called Gus and Ann's in Wittenberg.
Yes.
For you and your readers, it's now Diane's.
Yes, that's true. Diane became owner of the restaurant after the book went to press, so it is now Diane's restaurant. She's carrying it on. We've eaten there. It's wonderful. It's based. It's you got to go there. Yeah.
Oh, I love their meatloaf. That's my favorite meal.
Meatloaf.
Their meatloaf is awesome.
Okay. You're a true badger. I can tell if you like that meatloaf. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank
so I'm
you.
Sorry, Diane's is the name of the restaurant now in Wittenberg rather than Gus and Ann's.
Right.
And is there, I can't find it that quickly. Do you know offhand, Joanne, if Diane's has a breakfast recipe?
Not a breakfast recipe. There is a sidebar that features the Wittenberger, the cheeseburger up in Wittenberg. Yes.
Well,
yes.
We can move on to lunch and dinner after we check news, if that's what listeners want to do. We're talking about the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. Just tons of recipes from small-town cafes all over the state of Wisconsin. And our guest is the author of this, along with Therese Allen, Joanne Rates Stutchen. 1-800-383-9772 is the number you can call to make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Friday, March the 2nd. This is the last weekday of our winter pledge drive. And your last opportunity, if you're an early morning listener, to pledge your support to this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's the only hour to pick up a copy of Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. That's what we're talking about this hour. Some great recipes from small town cafes all over the state of Wisconsin. Been concentrating on breakfast foods and breakfast dishes, but we'll move on to other dishes as well. Still looking for your calls for your favorite small town cafe around Wisconsin and your favorite meal or dish from that cafe. The call-in number is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And still looking for your pledges this hour. The pledge number, 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web, WPR.org. So far, $700 raised toward a $2,000 goal. So thank you very much if you've called in your pledge already this hour or another time. We really appreciate it. It's really needed. But if you haven't yet and you're interested in these recipes, many, many recipes from the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, pledge $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio, $150 a year, and we will send you, if you want it, hot off the press, when it's hot off the press, the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. Our thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. That also will get you the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at all sorts of restaurants, more than 250 of them, all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. 1-800-383-9772, $150 pledge, or WPR.org. Pledge any amount. If you want to help Wisconsin Public Radio, pledge $150 if you want the book and the member benefit card. Well, let me welcome back our guest, Joanne Raitz Stutchen. She's a professional folklorist who has lived in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Indiana. She's in Indiana this morning. She is the author of Cafe Wisconsin and co-author with Therese Allen of the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, which is published by the University of Wisconsin Press. And that's right, Joanne, this book is not quite on the bookshelves yet, is that right?
That's right. It comes out in August. I mean, April, I'm told. April.
April. And so as soon as it comes out, we will send it along to listeners, and I can tell already by our pledge calls that it's going to be popular. It is among Wisconsin Public Radio listeners anyway. How many recipes in this book? I can hardly tell. I've got the galley, and it's so big I can't count them all.
I'm not sure either, but we were targeting for 150, so I think it's just short of 150.
Yeah, and it includes what? Everything, right?
Breakfast pies, lots of pies. In fact, it got to be a kind of a joke because we were getting more pie recipes than anything else, which I think is really indicative of Wisconsin. We love our pie.
Yeah.
But I also have to confess that, you know, that's partly my responsibility for getting so many pie recipes because I love it too.
Yeah.
I kept asking for it.
Well, they are. That's a favorite. And I noticed a lot of soups, and I thought that might be a fun one to talk about on a, you know, when we've been dealing with a bunch of cold weather and blizzards and snow.
It's definitely soup weather. Yeah.
Yeah, soup weather, and there are some really fun soup recipes here that maybe we can talk a little bit about. And ask listeners if you have a favorite place to go for a warm bowl of soup, a small town cafe, or anything that you like at your hometown cafe. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And we will go to the phones and take our next caller, David in Woodruff. Hi, David.
Hi, Joy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a real small town, St. Germain, Wisconsin, up at the top of the state.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. That's under 10,000, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Far under.
I guess I think of it with all those, you know, wonderful communities up there. It's seems really bustling in the summertime. So.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. But with normal residents, it's way below that.
Yeah.
The Wolfpack Cafe, and my favorite thing, in fact, it's making my mouth water now, is their spinach bacon and Swiss cheese omelet.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, does that sound good? Yeah. Yeah. And is the Wolfpack Cafe does that have a recipe included?
Yes, they contributed a recipe. Theirs is the tenderloin tip omelet.
Oh, have you ever had that, David? The tenderloin tip omelet?
Oh, no, I haven't tried it.
Oh, you have to try it.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yes, I'm going to have to get the book.
You can go there
if you need it. It's wonderful there.
Thank you. Yes, they're very innovative, very creative cooks. They're doing wonderful things up there.
Yep, and it's just tiny. It's just a beautiful Wisconsin cafe. Just real tiny and just a nice place to go.
So, David, do you go there, a couple times a week or on the weekends? Or what are you there with a bunch of guys talking over the world politics and stuff?
No, probably twice a month.
Yeah, the diner experience, Joanne, you mentioned in the book and probably in your previous books too. That's a kind of a big deal. A lot of people like to go out for breakfast and have the round table and talk about what's wrong with the world and fix it, right?
Exactly. that coffee group, that coffee clutching, is a very big role in Wisconsin cafes.
Yeah,
of any cafe anywhere, actually.
Well, let's see. We've got a lot of good suggestions from our listeners of places. We talked about a bunch of the breakfast foods and what else? Why don't you maybe share with us, besides your preference for pies, what else do you think might be intriguing to listeners? Something unusual or something you really enjoy? One of the recipes.
You know, know, the one that I think was the most surprising to me, and one that I make at home, and I'm going to make it today because it's Friday and it's Lent, is a tuna casserole recipe. It's a three-cheese tuna casserole recipe from the M&M Cafe in Monticello. And, you know, I grew up on tuna casserole on Fridays during Lent and never liked it. And so when this recipe came to me, I looked at it and I thought, oh, tuna casserole. And then one day I pulled it out. It was a Friday in Lent, and I pulled it out and made it. And my family absolutely loved it. I made it the next Friday. It's just this, it's a totally unique and interesting and really wonderfully tasty twist on tuna casserole.
Yum. Does it have potato chips on top?
No, it doesn't have potato chips. No. I suppose you could add those. or crushed cornflakes.
Yeah. Where did, I'm sorry, what was the name of the restaurant, the cafe?
The M&M Cafe. Mike and Mary Davis own this cafe in Monticello, by Madison, you know, so you can go over there tonight.
Well, I might try that. Yeah. A tuna casserole. My husband's a huge fan of tuna casserole, and I don't make it, so maybe I'll have to try it.
It's very good.
Yeah, and I really do appreciate your time, and thank you so much for talking with us about Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook.
Thank you very much.
Joanne Raitz Stutchen is the co-author, along with Therese Allen, of Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. It'll be published in April by the University of Wisconsin Press, and you can be among the first to get a copy of this book hot off the press with a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour. $150, and we'd be happy to send you the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 14 minutes before 7 o'clock, and coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about alternative and complementary medicine with the medical editor of the new book, the Mayo Clinic's new book on alternative medicine. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Joining me right now is the producer of this program, Leo Duran. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Joy.
And also joining us is Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy.
We are working toward a $2,000 goal this hour, and we're about halfway there, but we also are working toward an overall goal for this pledge drive, which ends tomorrow. And joining us with a special report on how we're doing overall is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Anders Yoakum. Hello, Anders.
Well, good morning, and this is very exciting because we're about to turn a big corner. We need $300,089 in order to complete our goal by 7 o'clock tomorrow night, a little more than 36 hours from now. So even as I utter these words, I'll bet we're down under 300,000. So that's very exciting. We're on a roll. We're going to make it with just under 300,000 to go between now and tomorrow at 7 in the evening.
Thank you very much, Anders. And I understand during today and tomorrow, we will be getting these hourly updates on reaching that goal for this pledge drive, our winter pledge drive. Very important for us to make these hourly goals as well. Very important for us to get as many new members to Wisconsin Public Radio to call in during these pledge drives. New members are the lifeblood of Wisconsin Public Radio. You become a member by making a pledge of any amount, and Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, so it's as important as possible to get as many new members as possible.
Also part of that lifeblood are current members of Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you don't remember, if you're currently a member, maybe you've pledged in the past before, but maybe your membership has lapsed, call 1-800-383-9772. You can check in on the status of your membership, and if you aren't a member already, you can renew right now. So the number is 1-800-383-9772.
You can also pledge online at WPR.org. And if, as Leo said, you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you for your support. Maybe now would be a time to consider an additional gift to Wisconsin Public Radio if you want to pick up the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook for a pledge of $150 a year or more. This would be a great time to hear from you. This is the last weekday, the last 6 o'clock hour. During Joy's show that we will be here, the pledge drive ends tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We want to reach that overall goal, and we can do it. call by call with your pledge of support.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. A goal this hour of $2,000. Since this is the last day of this pledge drive, your last weekday of this pledge drive, and your last opportunity, especially if you're an early morning listener and you're with us during maybe this 6 o'clock hour as you're getting ready for work, your last opportunity to make that pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772. And if you are interested in this very special thank you gift that we have this hour, call in a pledge of $150 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you want it, we'll be happy to send you, when it's hot off the press, the Cafe Wisconsin cookbook with hundreds of recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, pies, soups, everything you can think of from some of the favorite small town cafes all over the state of Wisconsin. Some really yummy recipes, even the tuna casserole recipe that our guest just mentioned. You'll find out how to make that. 1-800-383-9772.
And you do only have 10 more minutes to get your hands on that cookbook, plus our member benefit card with your pledge of support for $150 or more. And if you're wondering what's included in that member benefit cards, it's 2-for-1 entrees at more than 200 restaurants throughout the state of Wisconsin. And here's some good ideas of where to go to once you have that card in your hand. There's a tea shop over in Milwaukee called Watts Tea Shop, where if you feel like going there for brunch, you can have the macadamia nut croissant French toast.
Mm.
And that was really hard to put this list together because I just wanted to stop and just imagine what that might feel like when I'm tasting it. So now's your chance to get your hands on both the cookbook and that member benefit card for your pledge of support for $150 or more to 1-800-383-9772.
Our goal this hour, $2,000. We can make it with your call, with your web support, to your pledge of support on the web, WPR.org. Just a few minutes left this morning for you to pick up that book. It's not even on the shelves yet. We'll be sending it to you as soon as it's available in the next few weeks. It's being published next month, and it'll be on its way to you. Hundreds of recipes, beautiful pictures, the Cafe Wisconsin cookbook, all the recipes, all the wonderful cafes that you may want to visit when you're in the area. Yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more, 1-800-383-9772.
Here's one that I could probably even make, the beer bread from the Ideal Cafe in Iron River. 3 cups of self-rising flour, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and a can of beer. I can do that. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. But you will find hundreds of mouth-watering dishes in this Cafe Wisconsin cookbook. I'm looking through the soups right now, and what would be better than a nice, warm, hot bowl of soup mm-hmm. on a day like today? 1-800-383-9772. Pledge because you love Wisconsin Public Radio, but pledge because you love food, too, and you want to make some of the recipes from this Cafe Wisconsin cookbook. Your pledge of $150 a year or more will do both. It will help Wisconsin Public Radio, and it will help you satisfy your appetite. 1-800-383-9772.
And Wisconsin Public Radio can't happen without your support. You make up 1/3 of our whole budget for the entire year. That's right. It's 1/3 of our whole budget. So if you don't call 1-800-383-9772, we won't make that goal. We won't make that $2,000 goal we have this hour. So call in at 1-800-383-9772. And if you're still waking up at this time of the morning, and if you're concerned that it'll take a long time for you to pledge, I promise you it'll only take a few minutes because they'll just ask for some simple information, just your name, address, phone number, and how you want to pay. We'll get those squared away, and then we'll let you go so you can get on with the rest of your day and eat your breakfast.
And we should mention, we keep the information that you give us private. We treat it confidentially. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call for the variety of topics that Joy covers, for the top-notch guests we bring you each morning, and for the chance to be part of the conversation. Make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can also pledge online at safeandsecure at WPR.org. And for a pledge of $150 for the year or more, the brand new book, Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook,
and the member benefit card, 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin. Good for a full year, coming your way as our thank you.
$1,520 raised so far toward that $2,000 goal. Only $480 to go. Your pledge can help us make that goal. I hope we can exceed that goal with 5 minutes left in the hour, and this being the last morning, weekday morning, for you, if you're just a listener during these early morning hours, for you to pledge your support to help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, and your only opportunity to pick up this very special thank you gift that we have this hour, the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, where you can just have hundreds and hundreds of recipes from all of the some favorite small town cafes all over the state of Wisconsin. And you can find out how to make the corned beef hash from the Log Cabin Cafe in Crandon. You can find out how to make that sirloin tip omelet that we talked about a little bit earlier. A biscuits and gravy recipe as well from Crandon. Whatever is your favorite, 1-800-383-9772.
Sorry I made that moan there, but I love biscuits and gravy.
1-800-383-9772. Just 5 minutes left to go this hour to pick up that book, the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. You listen to the program, you enjoy Joy each morning, you learn something every week from her show. You are educated, entertained, and informed. Our goal, $2,000 this hour, but frankly, we would like to exceed that goal because we have missed some of our goals during the earlier part of the week, and we really want to make our overall goal. You be the next call, be the next person to pledge online, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is there for you every single morning with different issues affecting all parts of your life. This hour, Joy, you talked about food, and next hour you'll be talking about health, and we always talk about politics on the show, too. Think about what that means to you, and where else can you get this sort of information? I know next week, for example, you're talking with Susie Orman, that superstar financial planner, next Tuesday. And if you appreciate this kind of programming, if this is something that you think is very valuable that you can't find anywhere else, then remember that we do need your pledge of support. This is the time that we need you to come there, be there for us. So the number to call is 1-800-383-9772, and we'll send you a gift too. If you decide to pledge $150 or more, we'll send you that cookbook plus our member benefits card.
Three more minutes left in this hour. Three more minutes to exceed, I hope, that $2,000 goal that was set for this hour. Frankly, it is the last morning of the pledge drive, the last weekday morning of the pledge drive, so I hope you will take this opportunity to call in your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You've been thinking about it, admit it. You've been thinking, I'll make that call, maybe I'll make that call. Make the call now. Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook is your thank you gift this hour, and the member benefit card for that pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Join Holly in Oconomowoc, who called in a pledge this hour. She says she enjoys all the programs on Wisconsin Public Radio and listens to Wisconsin Public Radio in her car and at home. It's the only station that she listens to. Thank you very much, Holly, for calling in your pledge.
We've heard from six new members this hour. Great to hear from you. Thank you so much for becoming part of the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Now, if you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you for doing that. But if you haven't become a member yet, now would be a great time. Just a few minutes left this hour to pick up the Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook for $12.50 a month or more. You can make us reach our goal. Your call can be the one that puts us over the top. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. The Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook has hundreds of recipes from breakfast, lunch, dinner, soups, desserts, hamburgers, what you name it. Any favorite that you have from your hometown diner, there probably is a similar recipe. recipe in this book, Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. We did exceed the $2,000 goal. Thank you so much if you've called in your pledge, but keep them coming through the news. This is your only opportunity to get this cookbook, Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook. Thanks, Leo and Cheryl. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.